Luke 3:14 says, "And the soldiers likewise demanded of him, saying, And what shall we do? And he said unto them, Do violence to no man, neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages." We read this same passage in our previous Veterans Day holiday devotional and emphasized a couple of things. Number one, the need to differentiate between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Memorial Day is, quote, a day to remember those who gave their lives for our country, particularly in battle or from wounds they suffered in battle, end quote. Veterans Day honors, quote, all of those who have served the country in war or peace, dead or alive, although it's largely intended to thank living veterans for their sacrifices, end quote. Those are the descriptions provided by the U.S. government and found on military websites. So we first discussed the true purpose of Veterans Day, and then we also discussed the biblical basis for honoring veterans on Veterans Day. It may seem incredible to some, but there are many, including ignorant professing Christians, who denounce military service and urge Christians not to honor our veterans. If you have questions about that, we encourage you to listen to the holiday devotional number 018 titled Veterans Day Honor. This time, we'd like to emphasize two other important points regarding Veterans Day, and the first is spelling. There is no apostrophe. I just learned that this year myself. I've always used an apostrophe when spelling Veterans Day, V-E-T-E-R-A-N, apostrophe S, day. But the Department of Defense website clarifies the holiday is not a day that belongs to one veteran or multiple veterans, which is what an apostrophe implies. It's a day for honoring all veterans, so no apostrophe needed, end quote. There. We have the purpose, the appropriateness, and the spelling for Veterans Day settled. And as Americans, we should learn to appreciate the fact that our military has a record of honor like no other. And what I mean is, God has ordained government to use the sword against those who do evil. And with few exceptions, that is what the American military has done, even during wars that some good patriotic Americans opposed. No one can claim that the people being attacked were not evil. God ordained the police and military forces of government and called those who serve in that capacity, quote, the minister of God. Listen as I read Romans 13:4, for he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Twice in one verse, God calls men and women in uniform the minister of God. And even if you were against American involvement in Vietnam, which started before I was born and ended while I was in kindergarten, no one can argue that the communists being killed in that war were not evil. The same goes for the war in Iraq. America killed bad people in both wars. Sadly, though, innocent civilians die in every war. But the difference is that our soldiers do not target civilians. And most civilian casualties have happened because of bombing, crossfire, shrapnel, fires, smoke inhalation. They're not targeted by American soldiers. And that is what John the Baptist meant. Our text says, referring to John, and he said unto them, do violence to no man. When John said, do violence to no man, he obviously didn't mean not to use violence in battle or when engaged with the enemy while fighting. He meant that a good soldier doesn't abuse people or target non-combatants. When you look at the history of American wars, you'll find some sad examples of such abuses. But those are rare. And when comparing American soldiers to those of other countries and other wars, our military is seen as exceptional and as a whole deserving of our respect and honor. That is why we honor our veterans on this and every Veterans Day, as we are told in Romans 13:7. Honor to whom honor is due.